I get to spend my summers with some of the most courageous young people I've ever known. They're the Native American young people who go to reservations each summer to bring the hope they found in Christ to young people who are where they once were. Stepping out on that court with a microphone to tell about your Jesus, well, that's pretty intimidating. This night it was Trisha's turn, and yes, she was scared. This reservation was especially hard. She came for prayer. She got it. Minutes later, she was at center court with the mic. I listened from the bus as she went out there and literally took charge. I mean, she commanded the attention of everyone there. And God used her that night to really open hearts and prepare the way for a harvest of those young people choosing Jesus. Later, I asked her, Trisha, what happened to that fear you told me about? I mean, that was so powerful out there. She had prayed a prayer that I had taught her. Lord, help me see what you see when you see these young people, and break my heart for what breaks yours. She went out on that court and saw lost in their eyes, she said. Her mission was bigger than her fear. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about the fatal fear and how to beat it. We know the people around us need our Jesus. We know he's their only hope of an eternity in heaven. We try to live our faith before them, but no matter how good we are, they're not going to guess that Jesus died on the cross to pay for their sins. We have to tell them, but so often we don't. There's often one thing that stops us. It's fear. Fear of what they'll think of us. Fear of failing, fear of rejection, fear of messing it up, and so on. Notice what those fears have in common. They're all about me. We're at that Moses moment when God said he was calling Moses to join him in rescuing his people. Moses' reaction? Who am I? Well, parts of that conversation are our word for today from the Word of God in Exodus 3 and 4, beginning with chapter 3, verse 4. Moses asks, who am I? And God said, I will be with you. God says, who am I, Moses? That's the right question. This isn't about who Moses is. It's about who God is. In chapter 4, verse 12, God promises, now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. So, how do we move past the fear that's keeping us from sharing Jesus' good news? First, realize you're the glove, not the hand. My glove can't do anything. It's powerless, just lays there. But when I put my hand in that glove, it can do all kinds of things gloves can't do. So when you open your mouth to share your Jesus, you're God's glove. He'll give you the courage. He'll give you the opening. He'll give you the words. He'll give you the tone. You don't rescue people. He does. Second, pray the three open prayer. Lord, open a door, a natural opportunity to tell the difference Jesus is making. Then, Lord, open their heart. And then the big one, Lord, open my mouth. He'll do it. And finally, let the bigger fear win. You've been hesitant to go in for the rescue because of what might happen to you if you do. But shouldn't we be more afraid of what will happen to them if we don't? We just can't leave them lost. See, courage is not the absence of fear. It's the disregard of it. Yes, I'm afraid, but I will not let my fear decide what I do anymore. Pray that prayer that Trisha prayed on that reservation. Help me see what you see, Jesus. When you see this person, I need to tell. And go ahead, Lord. Break my heart for them. As God said to Moses, I have come down to rescue them. Now go. I am sending you.
Thanks, Ron. Ron's challenge today is based on the new video series, Your Hope Story. This six-part series dives deeper into helping God's people be effective rescuers for the lost people in your world. Your Hope Story is ideal for individuals or small groups and is available now at no charge when you visit yourhopestory.com. That's yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.